Okay. Oh, good morning. Good morning. It's February 15th, and it's another edition of Talk Line, the talk show for the YK Delta and beyond. My name is Diane McGachran.
And I'm Peter Atchick. Good morning.
And we are alert and ready to take your calls, your emails, your points of view. Peter will give out the numbers.
Okay. Yes, the numbers. And you might have to excuse me because if I happen to cough right in the middle of a sentence, I swallowed and then it went down the wrong way.
Oh, no. You have the numbers memorized.
But
I don't
do.
Have
yes,
them in front of me, so
543 KYUK, that's 543-5985. The other one is 543-2756, 800-995-8954.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our first caller.
All right.
John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Morning, Dan and Peter and everyone here on the Yukon Delta.
Yes.
How are you guys doing there?
Awesome.
We're fine.
I was thinking about this for a while. You know, since that last earthquake in Anchorage, I was wondering, I mentioned this once before about a siren here for an alertness. Because that one year, 1964, when they had the big earthquake, they didn't have enough siren here. And sounded like we stayed in. We knew nothing about it, but some of these suicides were going up to higher, to the highland.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't even notify us, and we didn't even know till the next morning.
Wow.
And, you know, they need to have some sort of a siren. I brought that up a long time ago for emergencies. Because I remember when we were kids, we used to have that siren go off on curfew.
Mm-hmm.
And they need some of the, I think they need some in the villages, too, because of the low land there. You never know when a tsunami or something might happen to come in, huh? You need some way to alert the community.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering about that because you'd think you'd have some sort of alertness here besides the radio. What about if they ain't working the radio and stuff? Mm-hmm. How are you supposed to know? You got to have other alternatives. You know what I mean?
Are you thinking that if there's a tsunami warning, there's no siren that goes with it? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, for the villages and for here.
Mm.
For
our region.
I gave an example of the 64 earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have no siren.
Mm.
They were word of mouth, and then everybody else evacuated here except us, I told you. We didn't know nothing.
Huh.
See, that's for people who don't know nothing. You have no sign of alertness. That could cost some lives there.
Oh,
depending
yeah, gotcha.
On the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have somewhere. I know maybe the fire department has some knowledge about it. Maybe they'll call or something. But that'd be a good one to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is our emergency warning system?
Yeah, we need to have that. What about if the radio and TV ain't working, like I said?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have some way of alerting people, you know?
Sure.
So, anyway, everyone have a good day. We've got fresh snow again.
I don't know
how long, a day or two?
Uh-huh. I don't think the snow filled up the potholes.
No, it's really powdery, and all them potholes are melting, I think, from the ice on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Some way they're sorting, making a pothole. So anyway, please be safe, everyone. Watch where you're driving, and don't drink and drive. And if you're going places distantly, good to have a pair, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Never know what might happen.
Yep.
And dress properly. Okay, everyone.
Thank you.
Peter and Dan, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah. See? Bye.
You know, I did see that road fix it up crew.
Yeah, I saw them out there filling
then,
in the holes. But I don't know. Some of the holes still kind of sunk
there's
in.
There's still a lot of holes yet, you know, but they've addressed some of them, and then sure makes a lot of difference.
It does,
And then that snow, too, helps a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At Watson's Corner, it used to be extremely rough there, and then with that little snow, some of the traffic have you know, pushed down the snow and it filled in some places.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So we have another caller, Bev Hoffman from Bethel. Good morning, Bev. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Peter and Diane. Mm-hmm. Gliana, for taking my call. A couple of things I want to talk about. But the first thing I want to talk about, as people are becoming more and more aware that Chelista women shareholders, 133 of us, had signed on to a letter to Chelista's CEO, Andrew Guy, and its board of directors, saying, you know, we are very, very concerned about Donlin Gold mine being developed on Arkuskokum River and the dangers that it possibly could cause, especially after looking at tailing dam failures in other parts of the world. And just even without that, the environmental impact of such a mine. So we sent this letter, and in the time span, we had 133 women signed on. It's been in ADN, it's been on KYK, it's in the Delta Discovery, and it was delivered certified mail, certified priority mail, and they did receive it. I know they've responded to KYUK that they can still do this safely, but we as shareholders, we know that it's not going to go to a shareholder vote, but this was a way to create awareness to our leaders that a lot of us feel very strongly about the dangers of this mine. So now the letter is out there, and, you know, we say to our CEO and our leaders that we are your grandmothers, your mothers, your sisters, your aunties, your cousins. And please look at this letter. It's heartfelt. It's not mean. It's not ugly. But it just expresses our concern. So now that the letter's been sent, I put it out there on social media. I put it out there for people to respond to. And, you know, KYK gave me credit for taking the lead. No, I did not. It was a collective effort. It was a group effort, writing the letter, getting the signatures. So now what we're doing is collecting. We're adding other Chelista women who share our concerns. We're adding Chelista men who support our letter and our concerns. And then we're adding non-shareholders who also are concerned, who live on the Kuskokwim or have ties to the Kuskokwim region. And how do people get added on the letter if you're not on social media? You know, you can, I've gone public for a while, so people can access my site, and I add them as I see them. And I'm worried I'm missing some, so people need to know. I'm asking the people to share it, take Chelista, and say, I agree. They can call. I might not answer the phone, but leave a message on my phone, 543-3239. 543-3239 with their name and where they're from. And if I need to know how to spell it, leave that message too. See me in the store, see me at the post office, join us on social media. And, you know, it's just to let Chelista and Kuskokwim Corporation know that we live here. And we want you to look at other economic development opportunities that are a better fit. So I need to run, so my you know, won't be able to answer my phone, but just leave a message.
Bev, real quick, when you say it's on social media, how would someone find it on social media? Is it posted other places besides your Facebook page?
Yes, it's on ADN.com,
okay.
KYUK.org, Delta Discovery has it on, and then Facebook has shared it all over. And I think Alaska Public Media, but ADN actually listed all the names of women who signed it. So since yesterday, I already two pages of signed names.
Okay, thank you.
Have been added, and this will be forwarded, brought to, I believe I was told the next board meeting of Chalista is in March, and if I can't hand carry it, other people will. So
okay,
and I've got to run.
Yeah,
I'm late picking up some folks, and
thank you.
Yeah, Guiana.
Okay. Next, we have an anonymous caller from Bethel.
Okay.
Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning, Diane, Peter. This is Joe Moses.
Oh,
good morning.
Okay. Joe Anonymous Moses.
Yeah, there you go. Now it could be incognito like you. Anyway, I agree with Bev. What's disturbing about Chalista is they never consented with the shareholders. That's, you know, what's the point of having a corporation with shareholders if you don't get your you know, the shareholders to agree with you and what you're doing? It's sad to see such a corporation like Chalista do what's doing and not have an input as a shareholder. So, you know, sad to say, but that's true. And you know, that's what you call corporate America today, and how they operate. They don't really care about the shareholders. They just care about themselves and what they think they're going to benefit as a corporation.
Now, what would you have preferred that they have done? Like,
they should have consulted with the shareholders
before signing a deal with Donlin.
They should have checked with the shareholders first.
Uh huh. Okay.
Where are the shareholders? Where are the ones that, if it weren't for the shareholders, there won't be no Chalista.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, to change the subject here, my other topic is this Governor Dunleavy. What he said and what he did is two different things. He said something when he was running his campaign, and what does he do? He does the opposite of what he said he's going to do when he was running for governor.
What's that?
He made promises about this and that, and then he's cutting the budget, cutting education, cutting VPSO. You know, that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, what you do and what you say is two different things. If you're going to do what you say you're going to do, do it. As soon as you become governor, you change your outcome of what you say you were going to do. That's not a governor. That's a crook.
Okay.
You know? And then the city council, I see when they had the last city council meeting regarding that Blue Sky subdivision up there around Larson, I'm glad they're taking a second look at it, because it would have a great impact on water and sewer services. And as we can see, we've had problems with water sewer services before, and we're barely keeping up with what we have. And we got 8 new trucks coming, but that's not going to change the fact we're always short on drivers who have to have a CDL to drive those vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of things going on. You know, if people would get up and stand up and speak more on how they really feel about everything and what's going to impact them, as an individual and as a person that lives in a community like us up and down this Kuskokwim River, you know, I totally agree with Bev and what she, you know, what her and those women did to sign a letter and how they felt and giving it to Chalista. But Chalista was, I hate to say this about Chalista, but they sure didn't consent with the shareholders.
Do you want your name? Would you want your name on that letter?
I'm not worried about whether my name's on there. I'm just speaking my mind. Let me know, everybody know how I feel, and mm-hmm. everybody knows Chalista should have consented with their shareholders.
Sure.
So that's my peace of mind for today. Everybody enjoy their day. Have a safe weekend, and stay warm.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
All right. Kuyana Joe. Okay, our lines are open.
Okay,
feel
so
free to call.
A couple of things there right off the...
Mm-hmm.
Bad is Chalista's consultation with shareholders There's a letter signed by over 100 indigenous women from the region. That's a lot. That's very impressive. That's, now that that's being opened up to other people. And then the Dunleavy budget, some of it seems to contradict some of his campaigning. Plenty of topics to go on.
Yes, we have an upriver call. Good morning to Herman.
Herman.
Yeah, good morning. I thought I better call in before you hear off from one side. But first of all, I'll talk about the Donlin mine. The tailings pond, the dam will be 2.5 miles long and 700 feet high. And every year there'll bring, I think, 100 tons of cyanide to process the ore. It seemed like a better way to do it would be like our little Red Dog. They should quarry that ore-bearing rock to that mine up by Fairbanks. It's called Fort Knox. They already have that process going. That way they'll have their gold, you know, with all the money they invest, and we'll have our jobs. But we wouldn't have that poison pond lake up there all the time because it's scary, but that'd be one way to do it, you know. And I was going to tell you about Dunleavy, you know, our governor.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. They're using the media. They're using talk show hosts and KTVA, like how they do to the president. They call it fake news. He's cutting the budget because if he keep going the way it was going, with all the money being spent, those jobs would be lost and because the state would have no more money. So be careful what you hear. The lowest test scores in the nation, when they want more money, they got to earn their money so they're not letting our kids down. UA lost their accreditation. Those kids should get their tuition back before you start criticizing our governor who's trying to fix it. Be careful. There's a lot of things going wrong. You know, in Juneau, the people we send down, Tiffany and, you know, representatives, they never do nothing for a whole month. Never even appoint a speaker because they want power. Now they appoint Bryce Edgman again, the guy who's going to take our permanent fund. What they're trying to do is trying to stall the governor, all the good things he's trying to do. And you need to pray for our people down there that are, let them think that they're sick of us. They're going to recall that NOP, the feared Republicans, they joined Crouch to, you know, do all these bad things that they've been doing. But anyhow, they're going to recall that Gary NOP. And if Tiffany or someone listening, they should remember that there's a recall process. If they don't want to listen to the people, you know, it's going on all over the United States. They're taking over politics. One world government flooding the invading United States, invading Europe. And what they're doing, they're overwhelming the government till they collapse, bringing in thousands of people, even Anchorage, Welcome City. Pray for our leaders and hope they do the right thing and don't listen to people who criticize our governor. Well, you guys have a nice day and what's up, Bye.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Herman. Yeah, our lines are open.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to have some warm-ish weather coming next week. There's going to be temperatures in the 30s. For Bethel, but for today, we have a winter storm watch in effect from Friday morning through Friday evening for the Kuskokwim Delta Coast, including Nunavik Island. Mm. Snow and blowing snow expected. Total snow accumulations up to 4 inches are expected. Highest amounts are along the coast. Areas of poor visibility are likely, and visibility will be reduced to 1/2 mile or less at times. Okay. I didn't know we were under a storm advisory.
Oh, man.
Mark from Bethel. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Just a couple of things in response to the previous caller.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe we'll take it backwards. Number one, Anchorage is not a sanctuary city. Anchorage does not have any significant influx of refugees that have come to the United States seeking asylum, at least not that I'm aware of. And maybe the mayor of Anchorage should call in and address that issue. People are not being paid to go to Anchorage to live there. They're not being handed jobs. That's that is fake news.
Mm.
Now, as far as what's going on in Juneau, anybody that's got GCI cable can watch 360 North, gavel to gavel,
mm-hmm.
Every day. You can watch the Finance Committee hearings every morning. They're having hearings at 10 o'clock and 10:30 every couple of mornings. The House and the Senate go into session. So you can watch for yourself and listen to the Office of Management and Budget, Donna Arduin, the person the governor hired because she's some kind of Republican budget-cutting superstar who has laid waste to state budgets everywhere she has worked.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch that for yourself. You don't have to depend on, you know, a 3-minute news piece on TV. You can certainly get more detailed reading, not just the ADN, but there are quite a few legitimate news sources working in Juneau right now. But watch it for yourself. Listen to the questions from the legislators and listen to the answers that they get and listen to the non-answers they get. So the governor, for somebody to say, oh, the governor's trying to do good, how can you call taking away Head Start funding good? How can you call cutting the University of Alaska budget in half that might cost 1,500 jobs? How can you call that doing good? How can you call losing 600 state employees, not to mention what would be lost in the ferry system, as good? They asked OMB yesterday, they asked Donna Arduin, the Senate Finance Committee, said, well, have you analyzed the impact on the state economy of all these jobs being lost? And the answer was, oh, well, the economist will come and address that in a few days, which, you know, leads one to believe that maybe when she was in there with her chainsaw, on the budget, she wasn't thinking about the long-term impact on the state because she's not going to be here. You know, she's in there slicing and dicing, she's going to leave. And so that is not doing good for Alaska. The governor never said when he was running that he was going to make these size of cuts. It's really kind of terrifying what he would like to do. And the arguments that he uses and the arguments that she uses that, well, people have been leaving Alaska because the state budgets have been too high. Really? Okay, you got here. What? How many weeks ago did you get here? So, if people are going to talk about fake news, then point out that you can actually, just like you can watch the president when he makes speeches, you don't have to listen to what the press says about it. You can interpret it yourself. You don't need the help of the New York Times or the Associated Press to tell you what the president said, because regrettably he's on TV every time he has a campaign rally somewhere. So you can hear what he has to say. But ironically enough, if you compare it to what's in print, it's usually pretty accurate. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing with coverage of the legislature, coverage of the governor. Just a little inside baseball. There are two principal issues that the legislature, particularly the House, have been grappling with. Two things, and that one of the reasons that it took them so long to reorganize is this. Number one, they're trying to put together a veto-proof majority. They need to have enough legislators willing to override a line item veto by the governor to be able to protect Alaska. Otherwise, they're gonna give the governor a budget he doesn't like. He's gonna take out his pen and he's gonna cut that $1.6 billion out. The other thing, and
10 seconds.
The Speaker of the House gets to appoint one member of the five-member reapportionment board. And I'm really happy that it's going to be Bryce Edgton who's going to be appointing that. Otherwise, we would have five hardcore Republicans in there who would start with rural Alaska and wreck us even more as far as representation goes. So that's all I got. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go right on to Robert from Bethel. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, ma'am.
Oh, Mr.
Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I keep, for many years now, I've been hearing about the problems with Calista and the gold mine. I just wanted to put my thoughts into it, and I hope everybody is listening. We blame Calista. That's all I'm hearing, blaming Calista. Let me inform you that Calista, the administration, makes a recommendation to the board of directors, and the board of directors votes on this issue. Such as, Calista has a small investment compared to the overall cost of Donlin Gold. Calista's investment is a very small one. And I don't believe Calista's say-so has very much power in speaking to the board of directors of Donlin Gold. We're fighting the wrong people here, I believe. The board of directors of Donlin Gold are the ones that should be spoken to, not Calista. Calista's got nothing to do but with just the investment for the people. That's all. It's a dividend for the people, and that it's so small that the overall cost of the gold mine, Donlin really has, Calista really has not much say-so in the matter. I don't believe we're fighting or talking to the wrong people. Calista has a board of directors that makes these decisions, not Calista administration. Calista board of directors, they voted on investing a few million into the gold mine. They voted on it. It was approved. Not Calista administration, the board of directors. And to be sure that the investment is so small, I don't think Calista and themselves have much say-so. It's just a small dividend for the people and a place for our young folks and young ladies to participate as far as job security for their little families. That's all I believe it is, you know. I may be wrong, but I believe I'm right. And in other words, Calista can't do nothing to stop the mine. Their investment is so small compared to the overall cost of the mine. We should be fighting Donlin Gold Board of Directors, not Calista, little Calista investment. I just wondered, you know, I'm tired of hearing about Calista. There's nothing we could do about it. You know, I heard a comment from a lady this morning and another thing, and I heard an investment call about some women, 133 of them, are making comments about Donlin Gold. I want to let you know, Pete, there's not 13,000 original shareholders. There's 13,000 original shareholders, plus 30,000 descendant shareholders. Mm-hmm. We're fighting 50,000 votes here. And that 133 votes is just a kick in the bucket. Yes, it is. There's some say so. And they have a right to speak. Yes, mm-hmm. they do. But I'm telling you that they have competition of almost 50,000 shareholder votes. And that's, we're going to have to get more than 25,000 votes in order to have some effect. And you know, well, that's the way it goes, you know, it's just like that. I just wanted to put my little input in it because I was tired of hearing about Trevista problem, Trevista. It's not Trevista. It's Donald Gold Board of Directors. We should be fighting.
Got
thank
it.
You, Pete.
Thank you. Yeah, good morning, and thank you.
Good morning. Yes. Next, we have Lily from Bethel. Good morning, Lily. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to announce that this Sunday at the Cultural Center at 3 p.m. is the annual Bethel Dog Show. It's a free event, and it'll run maybe for like an hour and a half to 2 hours. People can bring their dogs to to registration at 2 p.m. on Sunday, or they can email me for pre-registration. My email is lilileereder@gmail.com. And yeah, we have 8 categories that they can enter their dogs into. And we'll do all the breed categories. So all dogs will be entered into their specific breed, and then they can enter into up to 2 additional categories.
Now, one thing I'm curious about, I have 2 suggestions for 2 categories here. I think there should be one category should be dogs ready for adoption. And then they get to parade around, and maybe someone in the crowd's going to really love that dog and want to adopt it. So that's one. And the second one is we should have one. A category, most disproportionate dog, meaning the body parts don't quite add up. The legs, they're missing about a foot of leg, or the head is bigger than it should be, or the tail is smaller than it should, you know, just disproportionate. Because I have one of those.
That is a great suggestion.
Most disproportionate.
Dogs are put into the Delta Mix category, and then
Delta Mix.
Are able to,
yes.
Yeah, people are able to judge based on the Delta Mixness of their dog. But we will actually have 2 dogs that are ready for or that need adoption.
Oh, good.
In the dog show. Yep, and so they'll have special bows.
A special
to indicate that they're rescue dogs that need homes.
Oh, that's great. Okay, good. All right, so that's going to be Sunday at 3 o'clock, but people should pre-register. And can they register at 2 o'clock at the door?
Yep, at the door they can register or they can email me.
Okay, great. All right, good.
Awesome.
All right,
thanks,
Lily,
so much.
Thank you. And this is at the Cultural Center, yes.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, the dog show. It's always fun. All right, thank you, Lily.
Thanks, Diane. Have a good day.
Okay, bye. All right, next we have round 2 of Herman from Upriver.
Hey.
Good morning,
hey,
Herman.
Hey, you know, I urgently told myself, I'm not going to keep calling in, but, you know, if we don't speak up, you're going to hear a lot of these things that are not really true. I'm going to give a rebuttal to what that Mark's saying, like he was saying what I was saying was not true. But before I do that, I'll talk about that mine, you know, if they haul it ice road, you know, to that other mine where they do that, it'll be better and it'll work, you know. You know, last year in the news, they sold the mayor of Anchorage with a megaphone in his mouth, and he was in the city square telling people how Anchorage is a welcoming city. He was right in the news.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's from San Diego, California. He has a migrant wife, you know. And if you watch, what they do is they use news where people believe for, like, mass mind control. If you watch Fox News, you'll hear what really happened. There's another big caravan of almost like invaders coming up, I think 15,000. And it's happened in Europe, which happened in California, but I usually try to find what's true, you know.
Uh-oh.
We got a bad connection or something.
Okay.
Did we lose him? Sound like it, huh?
It sounds like we lost him. Okay, we'll go on to our next caller, Howard from Bethel. Good morning, Howard. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. Now, there is something wrong with the phone there.
Mm-hmm.
You sound okay, though.
Yeah, okay. But that down in mind, if it's pretty much true what Bobby said about Chilsa has a small part of it, then the biggest part is we got to get our representative and our senator in the middle of this, you know, so that we don't get stuck with stuff that are floating down the river that are dead.
Mm-hmm.
And our waterways all over this part of this, it's just a lot of water. There's a lot of water in this area. And it interconnects with each other, everyone, the lakes, everything, you know. So, and there's a lot of people downriver of that. And they'll have kids that are going to be eating that fish, and they will have real severe medical problems. You see it at the tulip sack, you know. So we need to have our senator and our representative involved with this thing from day one till the day it goes through, you know. Mm-hmm. And another thing I'd like to say is that a lot of people out there are having shingles. Anyway, I've had... first one was about 5 years ago. It lasted about 7 to 8 weeks. This one is almost about 2 weeks now. And
shingles. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
and,
difficult.
It gives you really severe headaches, and then it whatever part of the body has it affects you, probably mostly feet. You know, you can't walk because your nerves are affected by the shingles virus. So you won't be able to walk, but it's shorter the second time it's supposed to say, you know. But my dad had it. He must have had that when he was alive, because he couldn't walk for a long time. People didn't understand what shingles did and what caused people to not be able to walk and enjoy their day, you know. And it really burns so bad that you can't walk, you know. So I'm glad that people are getting self-educated now, and they know what, you know, this is all about. And about the women that were signing up for that Donland and Chilista, was that some kind of complaint or bill or something they were trying to pass? Bobby is right about, we probably are fighting a certain wrong argument with the wrong people. So I wish everybody would do their homework and understand what this dominant thing is, how it worked and how it came about, and how they used so many people to believe that they were going to do something good, you know. And they used a lot of chill stuff, as well as village corporations and even health departments, you know. So please, you guys enjoy a good weekend, huh?
Okay, well, thanks for your call, Howard. We're going to go on to our next caller from Bethel. Good morning to Yvonne.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
We are on to Friday Talk Show. We get to voice our opinions, and we have the right to disagree. Mm-hmm. And it's good to make I statement. Therefore, I'm making mine against Jalista. They caused all this along with Dahlin and KKC, this Dahlin gold mine they brought forth. And back then, they pulled a fast one on the people on water rates. I remember that when we filled out the Jalista proxies, they include the 56 villages. They pulled a fast one on us. And I feel that was wrong on greed, based on greed. But anyway, I think the people that are voicing their opinions and writing and on against Dahlin Gold, and I think ACAC and Sitmute for the latest, for their joining up on the coalition to ban the mine, keep it up. And I thank Earth Peace for representing us. And if them, I still believe that Jalista, you could wish we get the story knife every month. Through their greed, you could see it. They want the mine. They got dollar signs in their eyes. They don't care about us. The Kuskokwim River is the food source of our people. For Minilinim. And that's wrong for them to have the gold mine. That's my opinion. Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, Yvonne. Yes. Thank you. Next, we're going to go to Billy from Bethel. Good morning, Billy. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, I have a question for Coastal Village Seafood Board members.
Okay.
Are we going to commercial fish for salmon that's in here in Kuskokwim? That's all. Thank you. Bye.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
I haven't heard. You know, I think the news about fishing have not. I haven't heard. They're probably not out yet. You know, but if somebody knows about his question, if there will be commercial fishing on the Kuskokwim, people would love to hear about that. So if you know something about that, then we'd love to hear from you,
okay.
And so would a lot of our people in this area, I'm sure.
Okay, we're. I just want to correct one thing. Mm-hmm. The mayor of Anchorage's wife was born in New York, not a migrant. So, I'm not sure where that information came from. But anyway, there's our lines are open.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have email coming in. So, Peter will give out the numbers again, and then you're welcome to email or call. Because we're open.
Okay. Had a note from Mark.
Okay.
You know, from regarding our river trail, river ice road.
Yeah.
You know, he says that they are plowing Kalskak to Aniak today.
Mm.
And also Kalskak people traveling to Bethel by truck today will get road report for Kalskak to Luxac section after they've finished, I guess. That's the part we don't know about yet. Yesterday we went to Luxac to Bethel by truck. So, and then he said the road is fair or good. Yeah, so, well, you know, if it's probably not, yeah, I mean, you have to follow a trail. You know, that's what I keep hearing. And then there, I think a lot of the issues are below Bethel, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah. We're going to jump into our next caller from Bethel. We have Harry. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning.
Yeah, to put my two cents in.
Okay.
In regards to the previous caller saying that Jalista has an OC on Dahlin Gold.
Okay.
That's an incorrect information. Jalista is the subsurface owner of the land. They have every right to say yes or no for somebody to be digging under the subsurface to get minerals. And
okay.
People talk about, jobs are going to be opening up. How about now? Where's the people that want jobs now? There's a whole bunch of jobs that are always open here in Bethel, in the villages, wherever. Do they know with the job that they're going to get over at Donlin, having a driving CDL is required. You have to be drug-free to be driving those. Mm-hmm. Most of the young kids are now into smoking, getting into trouble with the law and whatnot. You guys talk about getting jobs. Jobs are going to be opening up. Where are you guys right now that want jobs? Are you guys going to YK, LKSD, trying to get jobs? They do have job openings.
Yeah, okay.
You guys just say, like a miracle, that the jobs will open up with Donlin.
Mm-hmm.
The way I see it, it's going to be some other people from the city that are much more determined and much more focusing in getting a good employment. I don't think we'll see droves of people coming in from villages for that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, if they're looking at trying to land one of these jobs, are you guys going to training, the CDL training?
Mm-hmm.
Are you drug free? That's my question.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that's what my pet peeves about Donlin Gold. Yeah, they're going to get more jobs coming. Aren't you trying to apply right now? Mm-hmm. Shake my head, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
That's
all I have to say.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks, Harry. You know, I agree with Harry. You know, he's got a point there. I think people, you know, in the event that Donlin, you know, does open up, which is indicating there's a lot of news and that it probably will happen, you know, then prepare for it. Young people should be preparing for if they want employment, like Harry was saying.
Yeah, and it's not clear how many jobs there'll be. Most of the jobs will be for men. So there's that. Like, is it a balanced kind of job? And also, the point he makes about currently is also true. There's a lot of jobs with YK, with the school district, with AVCP, teachers, doctors, nurses. There's lots of jobs that require, you know, continuing your education. You can do that at, you know, the Kuskokwim campus, at Ute Learning Center, at UAA, UAF. So there are jobs.
Yeah. And I like the part where you mentioned that you need to be straight to get some of these good, you know, these really good jobs.
Yep. And so there's preparation that people should probably be making now if they want someday to get a job at, you know, if the mine goes through and those jobs open up. But there are jobs that you can be training, you can go toward training for now.
Yeah,
that are in our region and in villages. So health aides, behavioral health aides, you know, carpenters, electricians. I mean, there's other kinds of work that people can go for. Anyway, our lines are open. And so we've had some kind of political calls, some Chalista disagreements with the process that Chalista engaged in to begin this process without consulting shareholders. Some people, though, feel like, well, that the subsurface, they have rights to the subsurface and they can make decisions about what happens there. And they can, you know, form agreements to have the land mined. Other people against Donlin itself, Donlin Mine, and the concerns about the Kuskokwim River. A petition that's been signed by over 100 indigenous women from the region, which is a large number. If there are 10,000 shareholders, so if you have any of these kind of things on your mind, the budget's come out from Dunleavy, which will have a large impact, if it passes, a large impact on regional, on rural communities. It zeroes out the cost equalization. On your utility bill, you can see what amount of money you save by that program, and that's being proposed to be cut.
Yeah,
completely. So Joe Moses has come back for round two. Joe,
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I forgot to mention Donald Blondie, what's his name, Trump Duck?
The what?
The, Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
He was smart enough to not cause another government shutdown, but at the same time, he's still crying about his Trump wall. So, you know, it's a good thing we didn't have another shutdown, because that last one sure took an impact on the country itself. And, you know, a lot of them employees that weren't paid, they're starting calling sick and not coming to work. You almost shut down the security for the airports, and the air traffic control towers almost, you know, the last time we had that, they all got fired, and then they hired new air traffic control tower people. And but this guy, Donald, now he's going to declare a national emergency for his wall. I don't know about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, I sure didn't vote for him. You know, I mean, but that goes to show you, you know, it's really hard for me to understand these guys in, you know, we got our own democracy in America, but it's divided because of Republicans and Democrats. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it all bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all Americans, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. what's the problem?
Yeah.
You know, and then when the government was shut down, they still got paid. They never got paid. They didn't miss a paycheck. You know? Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, it's good to see a lot of these callers giving their peace of mind about Trista, Donald Creek, and whatnot. It's, you know, if people stand up, if we stand up for what we believe in, we'll make a difference. But we all have to stand together. You know, I mean, yeah, like I said earlier, you know, I don't know where Julissa was coming from, or I can't say much about the KTC, but that's their own prerogative and what they choose they want to do. I wonder if they talk to their shareholders about that. But anyway, you know, we're right back where we started. It comes down to one thing. It's called corruption, and it's about who can line their pocket the most and walk away with the most money. Sad mm-hmm. to see this type of stuff going on in our own native corporations. And the minute you speak the truth and stand up and say the truth, they all find a way to shut you down or shut you off.
Mm. Okay.
So, okay.
Anyway, that's my peace of mind about Ronald Donald Duck Trump.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay, thank
Easy
you.
Easy on it. Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to have another round of John Nick.
Hey.
Good morning, John. Welcome to Bethel. I mean, welcome
morning,
to Bethel. John Nick from Bethel. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah,
morning, everyone. Again.
Okay, go ahead, John.
I agree with the last caller there. And the first caller that talked about us complaining to Jurista about this mine here. Well, guess who sponsored it? Jurista did. They're part of the deal here. Darlene Crook, if there's no Jurista, there'd be no Darlene Crook. Because Darlene Crook has no right to come in and claim a mining procedure when it has to go through the land procedure first to find out whose involvement it is, you know. So I applaud the guy. We all have the right to complain. It's our land. It's our lifestyle that they're gambling with. So, you know, we have that right to complain. We can't just sit there and be idle about it. People got to be heard. Everybody's not in agreement with Donald. You know, give us that right at least. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
So we've had a lot of Bethel calls.
Yes, we have, actually.
And kind of wondering, like, maybe some calls from out in the YK region would be good to hear from you if you're calling, want to call in from a village, or maybe some women would like to call in. We've had one woman call in, or two, mm-hmm. Lily and Bev, but maybe some other women have something on their mind, or you can always email us at radio@kyuk.org. Our lines are open, and we're ready to take your call. Oh, I was just checking the email.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if there's some Tundra Drum announcements while we're waiting to take calls.
But I think we've got a call.
Oh, we do. Oh, Mark from Bethel. Good morning, yeah. Mark. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning again.
Okay.
Hey, good morning.
I just wanted to take issue with something that I think I heard you say, and that was that most of the jobs at the, if the Donlin Creek mine was built, most of the jobs would be for men. And I think that's really an awfully unfair comment to be making.
Oh, okay.
I think if you look at Red Dog Mine, you're going to see there's a lot of women work up there.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be, we have never seen a real breakdown of how many jobs there would be mm-hmm. if the biggest gold mine in the world ever got built. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of giant dump trucks to drive. There's going to be millwright work mm-hmm. to do. There's going to be control room work to do. There's going to be surveying. There's going to be blasting. None of those jobs have a men-only tag on them. So please don't try to discourage women and the young ladies
right.
from saying, you know, I can drive a giant dump truck. I can set fuses on gelsite to blow up rock. Be a doctor. I can be a lawyer. I can be anything I want. So let's not even start saying, well, those jobs will only be for men. That wasn't referred to in that letter from the Chalista women. I don't believe I read it in the newspaper today. It's in the Daily News. And I just had to take umbrage with what you said there. So
yeah,
thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate that. Yes.
Yeah, I'm only going on who on the camp up there now.
Yeah.
So I'm only going on the trend, but sure, maybe it'll be 50-50. But my comment wasn't meant to discourage anyone. It was more to get people thinking about the nature of the jobs.
Yeah, and then like that one caller,
you know,
had mentioned that
who's applying and who's not.
Yeah, if you're looking for a job, then time to be preparing now and asking about them and preparing
and find
yourself.
Out what training is necessary.
Yes.
But,
so.
Yeah, I'm not usually known for discouraging women from
yeah,
anything,
you know,
but
we understood,
I could see how it was,
yeah,
it could be seen that way. So,
but our lines are open.
Yeah, lines are open. So we have a couple of Tundra Drum announcements here. They need volunteer cooks for the winter house. If you are interested in donating a cooked meal for about 20 people, is usually what is needed. Sign up at the Winter House. Oh, sign up at winterhouse.org. I'm sorry. Let me give you the right. I'm reading that wrong. You can sign up at bethelwinterhouse.org. So the Winter House has its own website, bethelwinterhouse.org. And I think what they have is a calendar there, and you can sign up for which evening you're willing to provide a meal. And the meal needs to be for about 20 people. So please consider doing that. In 2019 is an ONC election year. There are 4 seats open for election. Candidacy declaration forms are available at ONC office. Deadline to submit and the last application accepted will be March 15th at 5 p.m. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife's migratory bird calendar deadline has been extended to March 22nd. And we already had an announcement about the Bethel Dog Show, which is this Sunday at 3 o'clock. Registration starts at 2. And the next monthly food bank will be Saturday, February 16th, which is tomorrow, from 10 to noon at the Bethel Lions Club. Volunteers are needed and appreciated. So the monthly food bank will be tomorrow from 10 to noon at the Bethel Lions Club. That's a great service that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's, So
our phone lines are open and there are 543-KYUK, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954.
Okay. So, and again, you're willing, if you want to, you can email us and we'll read your email over the air. You can be anonymous for both email and calls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So we had a lot of different things going on, and our weekend is probably going to be a little quieter this weekend. I mean, the dog show's going on, but I don't know that there's other kind of activities are happening. We had Saturday market last weekend, but that's going to be not until March, I think, is the next Saturday market.
Hmm.
Last night, you had a Valentine's dinner?
Yeah, we did, actually. Peter? Maybe after this call.
Oh, okay. We have Bob from Bethel. Yes. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. I don't like to call 2 weeks in a row, but you seem to be struggling a little bit with callers.
Yes, okay.
So there's a lot going on, obviously. I want to start by saying that I was criticized last week for not being kind to AVEC. And I don't know why kindness enters into that. I just expect reliable service from them or any other provider. I also don't expect kindness from Amazon. Just I want my stuff at the price that they advertise with free shipping. Anyway, the big deal this week is the governor. Huh. And there's an uproar over the governor and his budget. And I am reminded of the old story about the snake and various animals, a rabbit maybe, or other animals, and the snake wants to cross a body of water, and he asks the other animal, let's say a rabbit, for a ride across, and the rabbit says, but you're a snake, you're going to bite me, and the snake says, no, I'll be kind to you. And so the rabbit says, okay. And midway across the stream, the snake bites the rabbit. And the rabbit says, why did you do this to me? And the snake says, well, you knew when you took me on that I'm a snake. And I think that's where we are in Alaska. You know, the people of Alaska voted for Dunleavy. They wanted this guy. He said very little about his specific projects or his program, but he also said that he was going to cut the crap out of the budget and that he was going to give us not only a full PFD, in quotes, but back payments. Now, he's reneged on that a little bit because we're not going to get the $6,700 this year, I guess. But he's cut the crap out of the budget. And he is increasing the PFD. And people in Alaska pretty much voted for him by a comfortable margin. You know, we had two really distinct choices, and they chose Dunleavy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, we should look to this guy to do what he said he was going to do. I didn't vote for him. I think the whole PFD program is stupid. It's one of the stupidest things the state has ever done because we could probably have $120 billion in the permanent fund that would fund all kinds of education and roads and airports and social services, but we don't because we've been giving it away. But that's what we voted for. So I think at the end of 4 years, we're going to see a very different state.
Mm-hmm.
And people think, oh, the legislature is not going to allow all this to happen. Well, there's certain things that the legislature does have control over, but much of the budget is in the hands of the governor. And we have the strongest governor position in the country. He has a line item veto authority. And for money items in the budget or in the legislature, he can, when he vetoes a money item, the legislature has to override it by three quarters, and that is almost impossible to do. So he is gonna get a lot of his way, and we're gonna see that impact all over the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe. You know, maybe some of those schools in Antioch will get closed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to lose population. Now, maybe that would be a good thing, because then homes will be cheaper and land will be cheaper and there's more money to distribute from the permanent fund. But you know, we asked for this and we voted for it collectively, and that's, I think, what we're going to get. For Donlan, I have no horse in this race, in that I'm not a shareholder or anything, but clearly Calista has, as someone pointed out, they own the resource. So to say that they don't have a role in it is just crazy. But I think in the long term, the only permanent job will be for those people who have to monitor and treat the pollution coming out of that mine, out of the waste pile of rock that will be there in perpetuity. So those jobs will be there forever. Mm-hmm. The other jobs, you know, if the mine opens, will be a few decades perhaps. But also, I think you can see that a lot of those jobs are going to be filled by people living in Anchorage, even people out here that may live here now. Typically, these jobs are two on, two off, mm-hmm. and they will be running flights directly from Donlan to Anchorage. You can bet on it. And a lot of people will move into Anchorage simply because they have the money now to do it and all the amenities that Anchorage offers. So the idea that we're going to see some explosive job growth out here, I think, is misplaced.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, those are my opinions. So hold on to your hat, because this is going to be a long 4-year ride with this guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in, Bob.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, look who we have next. We have Tom from Calista. Tom,
yes.
Listening to the show, you might have some things you'd like to respond to, or maybe you have something else. Tom?
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
Good.
Well, we're good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Sounds like everyone is excited, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. It definitely is important to be involved, and if any time a shareholder wants to send a letter to us, or 100 shareholders, absolutely, they're more than welcome to, and we always share feedback with the board.
Mm-hmm. So did you see the letter that was recently submitted, signed by the 130-something women?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yep, and so, Bev can expect a response. You know, we gave some information to KYUK as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this process... the fact that that Calista does own the resources is a good thing, because if Calista had not selected those lands back when ANSCA was passed, then the lands would be owned by the state or the federal government, and then we would have very little say in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And so who knows what the involvement would have been if the resources were owned by another entity. So I think it's a very much a good thing that Calista early leaders selected those lands. But moving on from that, I just wanted to let shareholders know about a couple things. One is that last weekend, our nonprofit Calista Education held a gathering for Culture Camp participants. So Culture Camp is, they get together in the summer. It's for 7th and 8th graders. And they also invite teachers who are new to rural Alaska. And elders come and participate. They instruct the students, instruct the new teachers that are coming in to lead classrooms. And so they had alumni. They came in last weekend, had a gathering, and KYUK has a fantastic story on their website. You can find a link on our Facebook page, Calista Corporation. So look for that story about the Culture Camp gathering. And the other thing I wanted to remind shareholders, we have over 20 internship positions available. So be sure to head to our website, calistacorp.com, or our Facebook page, Calista Corporation. Look at those internship positions. It's 10 weeks. It's paid. So take a look what's out there, and we hope that shareholders and descendants apply.
Okay, good.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom.
That's absolutely. Your... Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Okay. All right. Have a good day, Tom.
Well, yeah. there's lots he could have responded to, I guess.
Yeah.
Cody from Bethel. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah. Cody Ferguson.
Hey, Cody.
Cody.
Hi, Peter.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good
nice
morning.
To hear from you.
Yeah, you're the funny.
Are you in Bethel
part of Cody
or what? What's going on?
Yeah, Montreal. I'm here. I'm calling to let everybody know that the wellness gathering at the cultural center hosted by ONC is going on right now, and Samuel Johns, the Forget-Me-Not founder, is going to be presenting. He'll even be performing later on in the evening.
Wow.
And then tomorrow, I'll be talking a little in the morning to, and early after.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Did we lose Cody? Okay.
We might
Cody,
have lost,
you might want to call back, but if I can summarize, it sounds like there's a wellness gathering sponsored by ONC at the Cultural Center now and through the weekend. Samuel John, the founder of Forget Me Not, the program that helps people who are homeless in Anchorage find their way back to their villages. He's going to be speaking later and will be performing, and Cody will be speaking tomorrow. Oh, he's back online,
yeah.
So we'll let him
Good.
Do it. All right. Hello, Cody. Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I think I got cut off.
No problem. Go ahead.
But I was just about to finish up with saying, Tamach Pachi Mani, Mamtakesha Kamut, Dainachtuchi to the Cultural Center. I hope to see you all there.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds
nice.
Good. Yes.
Nice to have you here. And last year, I was at the Anchor Collaborative Hub in Fairbanks. I think you were one of the speakers.
I was there, huh?
Yes. And you did a wonderful, your speech was really wonderful. And I'm so glad that you're here in Bethel and that you're participating in the wellness gathering because you have really good things to say. And I think people will really enjoy hearing from you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Looking forward to it now.
Dawaka.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Oh. All right. Thanks for calling, Cody. Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's exciting.
Okay. So there is something big this weekend, the wellness gathering. I didn't know about that. Okay. Very good. So that's the Cultural Center.
Glad that's happening. Yeah.
That's probably a really great place to go and hang out and bring your kids to.
We have our time is getting short here.
Oh, yeah, we're down to 15.
And our lines are open, so if you'd like to call. And we've had a couple of first-time callers, and then, you know, if you'd like to call, been a long-time listener, been wanting to call, 543-KYUK, that's 543-5985, or 543-2756, 800-995-8954.
And you can email us at KYUK. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
radio@kyuk.org.
Yes.
We haven't had any emails, which is interesting, because that's an easy way to get your point of view out there. If you're kind of shy and you don't have time to call or get on the phone, but you can send a quick email and we'll read it, and that way you can participate.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
So the calls are open now. Gabby is helping us at the board. She's yawning. So please call and wake her up so she can put your name up on the board and we'll have you on the air. So, okay. So we were going to have, I was going to say a little bit more about the weather because we have the winter storm watch is in effect.
Oh, no. Yeah. People need to be careful about that.
Yeah. But what happened here is, it says it can't. We can no longer connect to that page, so I don't know what happened. But anyway, we're going to have some snow this weekend, and the coastal areas will be most impacted by the weather that's coming in. Okay, so we have John Carter from EEK. Good morning, John. Hey. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from EEK.
Okay.
I'd like to talk just a bit about Donald Goldstone. What I have to say may or not be right, But what I've been hearing about it has really 3 points. The board of directors, the corporation itself, and the legislatures of the state of Alaska. The board of directors listen to the people of Alaska who they represent, the board of directors, people from different villages, the immediate districts, the areas that are going to be affected the most. The corporations listens and make recommendations of what's being said and voted on. And the legislatures of the immediate states, which is the state of Alaska, recognizes what is suggested in the area of what your caller mentioned about their rights. That has two sections, the surface and subsurface rights, in line with the state of Alaska laws affecting the corporation, which is Jalisco. The affected areas of SOC can only be changed by the legislatures, not the wishes of the people on the board or Jalisco offices. It will take after the fact. Will it take after the change right away? No, it cannot be changed. At any rate, this is kind of complicated due to the areas that will be affected. A total of 56 villages within southwestern Alaska. Remember, one vote really amounts to something. Thank you, Roman.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Yes.
Next we have Mary from Bethel. Good morning, Mary. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, Diane. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Someone called in a few calls back asking about commercial fishing.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
And I don't work in the commercial fishing industry, but the last few years there hasn't been a buyer, and that's why there haven't been commercial openings. You know, this region, it's always been hard to get our fish to market. And, you know, it's cost prohibitive because we're so far out of the way. Unless, you know, you come in with a big ship like we used to have, like 20 or 30 years ago, or a processing plant here, which no commercial enterprises have chosen to do lately. But I did want to talk briefly about the Intertribal Fish Commission. It's an organization that's pretty new. It's been around since 2015. But there are so many different, you know, facets of fishing. There's, you know, the state, and they managed for, you know, since the 60s. And with the decrease in numbers and it being more and more challenging for subsistence fishermen to get what they need, the tribes came together, and they have been pushing for the feds to take over during the Chinook season, because under ANILCA, we are protected under the fact that there's a concern for them there being enough to spawn, and there's definitely not enough for our subsistence needs. So this group, there's four men who are from the Kuskokwim who advise the feds when the feds are managing, and the feds really have to listen to what they say. Those four men are Nick Kamaroff from ANIAC. He's the chairman of the whole organization, James Nikorai from Gwichook, Robert LeCander from Bethel, and James Charles from Tintatuliak. And, you know, we can all agree that those four people have a lot of really good knowledge and understanding about salmon and the people who depend on salmon. So that group will hopefully, again, those four men are, you know, four representatives from the tribes will, again, advise the feds, hopefully this coming summer. Last year, the Fish Commission goal for spawners was 110,000 kings, and the number that Fish and Game came back with for their estimate for escapement was 110,426.
Wow.
So really close, and and then the in-season managers is what we call the four people from the river. They pushed to have, you know, six more hours and then 12 more hours. So there was 18 additional hours in June to fish compared to the summer before. And I know it's not even close to what we really need. But, you know, they are fighting for us. So I guess I just wanted to say that because somebody had called in asking about fishing.
Well, thank you for
good.
Doing that.
Yes.
Yeah. We appreciate getting that information.
Good. Appreciate
hey,
that.
Have a great weekend.
You
thank
too.
You.
Thank you.
You.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So we have about 5 minutes left, so you can squeeze your call in or your email. I'm going to check the email. And that will be close to the end of the show. I mean, it's kind of went by fast once people start calling in.
Yeah.
A lot of different calls. Remember, there's a wellness gathering at the Cultural Center sponsored by ONC. They have some terrific people who will be speaking and performing. Samuel John from the Forget-Me-Not organization or initiative, and Cody Ferguson will be speaking as well. And then I'm sure they have other kinds of activities and really focusing on wellness and in our region and for people. So Wilson from Bethel has called in. Wilson, welcome to Talkline.
Hey, happy people. I haven't said that in about 9 months.
I know. Where you haven't called in a while from beautiful downtown Bethel.
Sometimes we work too hard. We don't even have time to listen to the radio, which I haven't listened to the radio in 9 months.
Hmm.
Anyway, I'm taking a break from doing man work. You know, I'm doing laundry today. So, and all you men out there, better get on the whip and learn how to do laundry.
Yes.
So I'm trying to give encouragement to those so-called men out there that think they don't have to do laundry, they don't have to do dishes, they don't have to babysit. We can do all that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyway.
Okay, good.
I drive in the morning every day just about, and I see so many vehicles with one headlight, and even if they're passing a state trooper or a police, Bethel Police Department, I guess there's no more law in this town. You can do whatever you want and cause a danger to the community by having one headlight. Or sometimes even no lights in the back and they're going all the way to the airport or Kasaili in the dark.
Oh, my.
So I'm saying, holy cow.
Yeah.
Only in Bethel do people get away with whatever they want or whatever they can. 2019, it seemed like it's starting out to be a good year.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everyone that struggled last year don't have to struggle so much this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might have to go set a fish net or you might have to do this and that, but at least you're doing something to put food on the table, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say and enjoy the morning.
Okay, good.
Okay, well, thanks,
bye.
Wilson.
Good to hear from you, Wilson.
Yes.
All right, so we have a few minutes left. If you want to squeeze your call in, those numbers are
543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Well, time is getting short.
Org. Yeah. So how was that Valentine's dinner last night?
Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
You know, there was good food. There had sirloin and then shrimp. And
oh wow!
And then
did they have music or anything like that?
Slightly, I heard that a few times. You know, maybe we were so busy in our table that we we were kind of oblivious to whatever was going on around us. And then, but
you
it was
the love
it was
table.
Good though.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it
turned out really well.
So it looks like it's Dwayne from Kalskag.
Okay.
Think. Okay, good morning.
This is Dwayne. I'm calling from Kalskag.
Oh, okay.
Just giving a little report on the river going up to Antioch.
Okay.
We were on our way up. We had to turn around due to overflow and water under the ice. So there's no graded trail heading up towards Antioch. There was a truck that came down and said they ran into some overflow, but it's still drivable, and there's no big drifts. And there was a open hole going. Somebody took a shortcut with a snow machine and went right over open water halfway up to Antioch, and they made it out to the other side. But we're going to go up there and mark that section off because there's snow machine traffic going through there.
Oh wow!
So,
wanted
to give an update on that. No ice or no graded trail up to Antioch right now.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, I'm glad you called. Yeah, that your call might have just saved a life.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much, Duane, for what you guys do. So we appreciate all that you guys do. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I think our time
is well,
hit,
I think that's it. We've come to the end of our show. We'll hear from you again next Friday on Talkline, and we hope you have a really good weekend and stay safe.
Yes, everyone be safe out there. So everyone just enjoy your weekend. You know, there's always something to do.
There is.
And help each other. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Okay.
You've been listening to Talkline. The comments, points of view, and opinions made are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors.